Young champagne checking in, man. Titty boy shit ringing off. Remember I was on prepaid, I would act like my shit was ringing off. Remember shorty told me she thought the rap's good, but the singing's off. Watch on Young Dro now, man. Boy, you ain't shit blinging off. Where the racks at? All I know is they keep coming to me like a flashback, nigga. What? Half a million out in Vegas, it ain't no blackjack, nigga. No. Never be the rat pack, nigga, no.
Yeah, caller alert. Little bit of bitch on caller alert. Yeah, caller alert. Go get the file when I'm calling a merc. Yeah, topic come first. I with the baby gon' birth. Yeah, I bought a clan. I bought a clan, then one of my perks. This shit bigger than you. I'm taking on a new path. Making them bitch take a bath. Little bit of bitch do the math. Little nigga, who are you?
Who you?
Must be bulletproof. This shit bigger than you. This shit bigger than you.
Touchscreen on my cars, vintage one or two. I just bought a watch that's plain like a Dicky suit. I sipped some red wine and chased it with the 42. They asked me what I call millions. Coming soon, yeah. I just cashed out. Ain't got time for a beef, I'm a cash cow. When I was a juvie, I made them back out. It was 400 degrees, you would've passed out.
Yeah, caller alert. Little bit of bitch on caller alert. Yeah, caller alert. Go get the file when I'm calling a merc. Yeah, topic come first. I with the baby gon' birth. Yeah, I bought a clan, then one of my perks. This shit bigger than you. I'm taking on a new path. Making them bitch take a bath. Little bit of bitch do the math. Little nigga, who are you?
Who you?
Bulletproof. This shit bigger than you. This shit bigger than you. VIP my squad. Drop off all the game. VIP the lane. VIP the chain. VIP my squad. Drop off all the game. VIP the lane. VIP the chain.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I can't hear myself. Don't like to do that. Turn the mics up a little bit. We are back live, Hip Hop 95 on iHeartRadio, streaming live directly to you. The show about nothing, formerly Three Guys and a Mic. Welcome back, man. It's been a long time. Everybody reintroduce yourselves.
Hello, it is your boy D-Rock. Yes, he did say the show about nothing. That is our new name. We have changed from Three Guys, so that is cool. It's always nice for a little reinvention.
Yes, sir.
But it's a busy show. Busy. We haven't been here in what, 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks. A lot has happened. It's been a crazy year, but everything is kind of starting to feel a little normal, at least with sports coming back.
Yes, sir.
College football came back yesterday. Last week actually. I think the first like D3 school started playing. NFL came back on Thursday. Kickoff is in 45 minutes. Game 6 Nuggets Clippers is in 45 minutes. So it's a lot going on.
They play at 1?
Yeah, they play at 1.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know why. I have no idea.
Why would they play at 1?
I think because they didn't really have to compete with Sunday Night Football.
Okay.
There aren't any
good games on that one.
Yeah, because like you can only watch your, a lot of people can only watch your local game. So like some people, like if I didn't have a Sunday ticket, I would rather watch basketball than the Falcons and Seahawks. So
I do got bread on the Falcons winning. I don't know why I threw that money away.
You shouldn't have done that. Russell Wilson real good. But since we're here, we might as well get started, man. NFL kicked off Thursday. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the game?
Oh yeah, I watched the game.
The Chiefs are scary.
Hey man. I'm not one to say I told you so, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire looked real good, man. Bro. He looked real NFL ready, like I said he would.
And it looks like if they get a real running game, bro, it's literally gonna be nothing you can do.
It looks like the Chiefs when they had Kareem Hunt.
Yeah,
that's literally what they looked like
yesterday on Thursday.
Because people forgot Kareem Hunt was leading the NFL in rushing.
Yes,
like,
and the thing that got me, so flip it to the Texans real quick. Do you think that was they just ran into the Chiefs, or are they really bad?
Oh, no, I think they're bad.
You do.
I do think they're bad. Okay. And that's why I said Deshaun Watson is going to demand a trade. Because there's not one thing they do well other than Deshaun Watson. Like, J.J. Watt, yeah. I mean, they rushed the quarterback pretty well. I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't cover.
Nope.
They don't stop the run.
Nope.
They don't stop the pass.
Nope.
They can't run the ball.
Nope.
They can't catch it.
Not really.
It's really just Deshaun Watson out there just
hoping.
just figuring it out. You know,
do I think Deshaun Watson can carry them to another 10-11 wins, win the division? Maybe, yeah, because the division's not too tough.
Who the division?
The Colts.
Colts, Jags,
and
nobody. Just another team.
Yeah, I don't think it's anybody important. I'll think of it. But yeah, with Deshaun Watson, I think he can still win the division. It's always possible when you're dynamic like he is. But as far as their team, bro, I hate the way they are built, bro. And I hate what Bill O'Brien did over there. I hate that they let DeAndre Hopkins go. And I really hate Deshaun signing that extension. Because
why do people keep doing that?
I really wanted him to get out of there, bro. Like I really thought he was. I thought he was going to play out his contract. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to play out his contract, and I thought he was going to get out of there. And I thought he was going to... I really thought he might try to go to Atlanta, like Stunner was saying. Just because I know he...
Man, shout out to Stunner, friend of the show.
Yeah, shout out to Stunner. I really thought he might try to end up in Atlanta. But then if not, he would go somewhere where he can really compete. But with him locking up his contract, I don't see him going anywhere. Requesting a trade in the first year of you signing a deal is unlikely. Might happen, but it's unlikely.
Oh, no, I think it's going to be next year.
Next year would not surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Especially if they don't draft well. So... Because you're going to be competing with Patrick Mahomes your entire career. Like, it's nothing he can do to get away.
And Lamar.
And Lamar. I forgot. Yeah, I didn't even mention him. Yeah, you're going to be competing with Lamar. And maybe Baker bounce back and the Browns are serious.
Yeah.
At least a threat. If
yeah, just with
else.
That talent. Yeah.
So, you just never know, man. And like, in the AFC is getting, like I said, the NFC is definitely the stronger conference. But the AFC is coming. So, you really got to... Texans have to do a better job of building their team.
Yeah, I definitely think the NFC is, like, the stronger, deeper conference. It's just, like, Hall of Famers in the AFC already.
Yeah.
Like, studs in the AFC. I think the NFC is more well-built. But, like in the AFC, like, it's not going to be a hard road there, but, like, once you get to that mountaintop, like,
yeah,
you have to earn that
one. It's super top-heavy. Yeah. It's them top 3-4 teams are super, mm-hmm. are there. They're, yeah. You're going to have to, it's going to be hard to move them out the way. But with the NFL coming back today, what are you most excited for?
I really want to see Tom Brady in this Bucs offense, because we've had a long time to wait for it.
Yeah.
And they led the league in passing with Jameis Winston. And then they added Gronk. They still got O.J. Howard, and then they added Fournette. I'm really excited to see the Bucs and the Saints play.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. That's what I figured you were texting me about when you asked me if we could do the show earlier. I was like, yeah, I was thinking the same
thing. Oh yeah, no, I gotta see. I got bread on that too. Yeah,
I gotta see that game.
Shout out to the streets, man.
But yeah, that's one of the things I'm excited. I'm honestly excited to see if Christian McCaffrey can have another good year. Because oh, yeah. I know they're focused on that. I know he's a focal point
so
of the offense.
It's so hard for him this year.
And they got a lot of speed outside. Mm-hmm. They do have that. Their defense is awful. But they have a lot of speed outside.
They're really going to have to play without Luke.
Yeah. Like, Luke is gone. Luke is gone. Thomas Davis is gone. Bradbury left. Eric Reed is gone. They lost two defensive linemen, I think. So, like, yeah. Their defense is bad. But... their offense can be good depending on how well Teddy can stretch the ball down the field, because he's not a deep ball guy or by any stretch of the imagination. So yeah. I think that that's going to be real interesting to see if offenses focus on Christian McCaffrey or if like they try to air it out to open up the box, which I don't know if they can. But also I'm excited to see, of course, Cam.
Cam!
Yeah, of course, Cam. That's what I'm about to Whoa. Turn on in a couple minutes.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how that unfolds and what they do with that offense. Because for the first time, like, people are saying, like, it's weird having Patriots so much, the Patriots being in the news so much, but it's like, this is the first time something is different.
Yeah.
In 20 years, like, everybody knew, you know, they get a, like, the year they got Randy was super exciting. But, like, other than that, like, it's the same thing.
It's been pretty consistent. Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't much to talk about.
And I think Cam brings a lot to that team. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of versatility, especially in the run game.
And I think people talking about, like, with Brady and his separation, the separation issues they had, I think a lot of that comes from Brady being stagnant. When you have a stagnant quarterback, you have to have somebody. You have to have deep threat and deep ball threat. When you have mobile quarterbacks,
yeah.
they can make other plays with their legs.
Right.
You have to keep a spy in so not as many people are back mm-hmm. in coverage. And then they have you know, the Patriots have 25 running backs.
Exactly.
Plus a quarterback that can run now. So I think the offense won't be, I don't think it's going to be Chiefs level. Like, I think it's going to be middle of the pack, but I don't think it's going to be as bad as people are saying.
Yeah, no.
So I am excited for that. Rookie quarterbacks, what do you think Joe Burrow's going to do?
I think he's going to go 4-12. I think he's going to play really well, though. I just think the Bengals stink. Yeah. I just think they're not good.
They're bad.
In a division that's not fair to niggas, it's not good. Because I hate to see what
Lamar three. That's do. Three. That's three playoff teams in that division.
Yeah.
Potentially. So, yeah.
I am excited. I'm actually excited to see the Steelers play, too. Ben playing?
Yeah, Ben's back. So I'm excited. I want to see if he can, like, if he's back. Because Tommy John surgery is nothing to play with. So, like, yeah. If he ever.
And Ben's never been a, you know, real in shape guy.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, if.
Ben ain't never been the most, you know, in shape type of person.
Ben's a big guy, bro. Yeah. So. It's gonna be cool to see what he can do. I'm not sure if he'll be able to do a lot. I wanna see if he can survive the season. As far as MVP, do you think that there's anybody else that can get it besides Patrick Mahomes? Like realistically,
if I had to pick one, mm-hmm. right now, like my sleeper would probably Jimmy G or Brady or Russell.
My sleep is Russell.
I can see Russell winning it.
I think Russell, because you know Russell's never even gotten the MVP vote. Yeah, so, no. A first play vote, I think it is. So, with that, I think that got brought to the national light a lot. Like, Russell Wilson was in the national spotlight more than he has ever been last year.
Yeah.
Because the people are finally starting to, like, realize, yeah, he's that guy for real. Because they're starting to realize Seattle has not had a lot of time these past few years. It's just been him down there cooking. So, I think he gets some first place votes. I think if I'll say this, because you know, same thing with LeBron, with the Kobe's, with the Jordans. Like, if you have, like, your normal type of year. Like, if Patrick Mahomes throws for 4,700 yards and 42 touchdowns, he won't get the MVP. He'll have to go another 5,050 type.
He might. He might. He on pace,
and he's very well. Might do that. Like, it's very possible he does that again. He's such a good guy.
And I'm not gonna say Kyler will win MVP votes, but I think they'll be in the playoffs. I think they'll be really good. They are a really good built football team.
Yeah, they're really, and I like Kyler a lot, bro. And I like the offense, bro. They ran that offense so perfectly for him, bro.
And then they added two new pieces. Like, people forget Kenyon Drake was averaging like 5 yards a carry when he got
Kenyon Drake is a big pickup, and so is D-Hop. Everybody knows DeAndre Hopkins is a big pickup, but they don't realize how big of a pickup is, because that opens up the field so much
more. Now Larry's the number two.
Larry's the number two, mm-hmm. and they got a speed guy out there. I can't remember his name. Yeah, Christian Kirk. Yep. They got a speed guy out
there. And Andy Isabella.
Yes, bro. That's four receivers that are legitimate threats, and once you double hop, that leaves everybody else.
And Katie catching the ball. Shout out to Katie, friend of the show, man.
So
catching the ball out the backfield.
So
the game today.
So, I'm really excited to see Arizona. I'm glad you brought that up. But I brought them up earlier. Cleveland. Dude, what do you expect?
This is it. This is game seven every seven for Baker. Pretty much.
Yeah,
you can't stink it up. You can't play like that again, bro.
100%.
And I think he will for a while because he got a new coach.
You think so?
I think.
Who did they play today? Baltimore. Okay.
I think the first part of they are going to get hammered, bro. God bless. I think they'll bounce back into the season. I think they'll be like 9-7. If I had to put a number on it. Like 9-7, 8-8.
I think if they're anything above 500, Baker keeps his job.
Yeah.
And as the only way, if they are like 7-9, but it's obviously not his fault, he's fine. Mm-hmm. But they are 4-12,
it's
3-13.
Yeah.
It's a bro, that's just too much.
We
talent,
are tweaking.
Bro.
It's 17 games now.
Are you serious?
Yes, they added another game to the end of the regular season.
That happened?
Yeah. And they expanded the playoffs. All that happened.
I thought it was just the playoffs.
I'm pretty sure they added another game to the schedule.
Did they?
I'm like super sure.
Did they add
NFL schedule.
I did not know they added a new game. If they did, I did not know that.
I'm just going to look up a team schedule and count the games. I'm like, I'm not going to say 90. I'll say like 70% sure.
I know they were talking about it. I just didn't know they did. Like, if they did, I had no idea that it happened.
Oh, not this season. All right, it's coming up.
Okay, so they are. It's just not this season. All
right, yeah, cool. It just didn't take effect yet.
All right, then.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah, with that seventh playoff spot, it's no excuse for the Browns not to There's no excuse yeah. not for Miles Sanders to make playoffs. Literally.
Especially in the AFC.
Yes, bro. It's no excuse. They shouldn't. Baltimore wins the division. Okay. There's no reason you shouldn't get that wild, one of those wild cards.
Right. It's three of them now. You
Exactly. So, we might as well get into it. Who do you think is making the playoffs? Your seven teams. Go NFC first.
NFC? See, ooh, the AFC is so fun. I'm going to go Bucks. I'm going to go Saints. I'm going to go 49ers. Seahawks. I think the Rams going to the playoffs. I legit think the Rams going to the playoffs. I think the Cardinals. I think NFC West going to have three teams going to the playoffs. And I think the Packers go because they win the division. And then I'm going to go Cowboys. God, the NFC East stinks.
Yes, they're bad.
It's bad every year.
They're bad. So NFC.
You know, people be calling that the toughest division in football.
Yeah, people like regularly say that, and I do not understand.
Oh, damn.
So, with the number one seed, I think 49ers get that number one seed again. I think they're a really good football team, and they're really well coached. I think they get number one seed again. Yeah. Number two seed, I think, goes to New Orleans or Tampa Bay. Whichever one doesn't get that number two seed will be the wild card. Right. I think they both have a 12-4 type record, somewhere around there. Number three, I'll say the Packers win their division.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of Kirk Cousins. No. And I think the Cowboys win their division at 9-7, 10-6 again.
Right.
Because the Eagles I like on paper, but nobody ever stays healthy over there.
Ever. So, they got the worst training staff I've ever literally, seen.
Literally, bro. They got the worst health staff over there. So, if the Eagles stay healthy, they'll win the division.
I guarantee Deshaun Jackson misses more than two games.
Yeah, but Deshaun Jackson's going to miss a couple games. I'm expecting Carson Wentz to miss three or four games, and that'll knock him out. But, like I said, they stay healthy. I think they'll be in the playoffs. And like you said, the Rams and the Seahawks, I think, both make the playoffs.
Yeah. I think the Rams are going to be really good. I got the Rams winning today. I don't understand why the Rams are underdogs versus the Cowboys.
I'm not sure either. I like the Rams on paper a lot, too. I think people do the Osman and just jump to conclusions super fast in the sports world. You know this happens. And with Sean McVay, they started calling him Bill Belichick because he went to one Super Bowl. And that made them seem like they weren't that good last year.
Exactly.
But they were. They were a super solid team, lost a couple games they should have won. And
in the context of the entire offense crumbling because they didn't have a running back, they weren't that bad.
Yeah.
They lost their whole offense was based around Todd Gurley.
Yes, and they lost him last year. So, I believe they went 9-7 last year. So, I mean, like, I don't know. It's nothing to hang your head on. Like, they're a good football team.
Yeah, they're not
I
bad.
I think all three of them make the playoffs. So, the people I don't have making the playoffs are the Falcons, the Vikings. I don't have the Cardinals making them, but I won't be surprised.
Yeah.
And I don't have the Eagles or Cowboys making the spin on them. The Eagles stay healthy.
Me and Chris got money on the Falcons not going to the playoffs. I don't understand what that young man be doing, bro. Friend of the show.
I like the Falcons offense. I really do. Because I think Calvin Ridley's going to have a good year. Matt Ryan's always going to put up his numbers. And Todd Gurley, if healthy, can help them a lot. But that defense.
I think they're going to stink. I'm going to be honest. I think they're going to stink it up.
That defense. I think they're going to score points like they always do. But that defense, I just don't like at all.
Defense is horrible, bro.
Their defense is bad. And of course, I don't like the coach. I just think they're I think they're poorly coached.
Yeah.
So, like, I just don't, the games they should win, the teams they should beat, they don't because they're poorly coached.
I'd never wish ill on somebody, but I'm hoping it's Matt Ryan last year, to be honest. You know, he's just treading water, bro. You know, you rich, go home.
That's my point. And we can stay here for a second because I tell Chris this all the time. Matt Ryan's not a bad quarterback. Matt Ryan is not criminally disrespected. None of that. Matt Ryan has just ran his course. Yeah, it comes to a point of franchises when you realize, like, all right, I've done everything I can here. Like, Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay. Like, and Matt Ryan has been a lot better than Jameis Winston, but it's the same concept.
I just showed Daniel Cam Newton game day outfit. Oh, man. Come on, bro.
Cam Newton got on the yellow, man. Cam Newton dressed like a yellow Riddler, bro. I am too dead, bro. Oh, my God. The sound cut off.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Chris said.
Looks like the mic's still on.
Turn it up. My mom also said that it's a little low.
No, the sound's still on. Yeah, I don't know what Chris talking about. You know, Chris need to pay his bills. That Hulu Live. Yeah, I turned the mics up.
Okay, but I forgot what I was even talking about. That just made my day. Cam and the Yellow just made my entire day. Wow. Yeah.
Let's take a break.
We gotta start doing that. Yeah, play a couple songs.
Yeah, man. New name, you know, same old stuff, man. Still on all the socials. Everything. We need to hire an intern. That's what I think it is.
Taylor says she'll do our social media.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let her do it, man. If she knew about sports, I would let her do it, bro.
I was saying,
remembering the tweet, bro, is the hardest thing to do. Oh, like, I be watching the game like, what? I forgot it.
Yeah.
Hey, what you thinking of me? Hey, hey. Hey, it's your way. Hey, bet they be like, I know we tired of the nightlife. He want a wife, he just looking for the right type. Yeah, right, I be riding through the city lights. My hat bent to the side behind the lack tent. I'm chilling with Brazilian women, heavy accents. They black bread translating, got them all. Chasing had relations with a minute place. Sexy expressions on their pretty faces. Shout to see them kiss each other in their face. Young pimpin' sprung women across the 50 states. Got young lady requesting what's your name on busy station. Asking me what's up, want a demonstration. But I ain't waiting till the second date, I'm so impatient. Relieve them of their aggravation. Take them roller skating on them dating. Tell them, baby, stick with me, you going places. Go replace them, draw, erase them out my memory. Hey. When they think of me. Got him in Houston, Virginia, New Orleans. You heard me out of classy ones like to act like they're virgin. And the nasty ones like when I talk to them dirty. But I'm breaking the ice, got them laughing and flirting. They'll be removing their skirts when they hop in the bourbon. Once the flick start playing and the drink start kicking in, my friends touching on her, now she moaning and giggling. That's why I like chilling with women who like women. Light skinned Asians, Jamaicans, and white women. Indians, Italians, Haitians, and Puerto Ricans. They be itching for their chance and waiting on me to freak them. They say, now for looking a while, at your whole style from your toe to the way that you smile. And I hope you ain't offended by the way that it sounds. But all I keep thinking about is laying you down. And I'm keeping it pimping, I ain't playing around. Ain't got that kind of time, cause it's the only day I'm in town. So come and chill in the cut if you're willing to cut. And when you give me a hug, I be feeling you never. So all the while we're talking, I'm feeling you caught. Be killing the ball, wake up and tomorrow. Tell me, would it trouble you if we ended up at the W? Snizzle a Malibu, pineapple juice, and a blunt too. Now what you wanna do? Opportunity's right in front of you. Know you used to meet dudes dodging them for a month or two. Quit young pimpin', spit linen to the young women. I'm T.I.P. known as some women.
Hey, let's get away. I get a room. You're on the other side of town. Hey, let's get away.
Come on,
hey, let's get away. I get a room on the other side.
What it is, man? I'm saying though.
Hey, baby.
Here we are back live, Hip Hop 95 on, oh no, I'm sorry, The Show About Nothing on Hip Hop 95. Hiatus, we back off hiatus. Talk to him, Daniel, what's up, man?
Alright, so let's flip the script because we can talk about football literally for hours. So, let's flip to, basketball real quick.
Yeah.
So, we'll go to the East first. How do you feel about the Eastern Conference Finals?
I think the Celtics are going to beat them at six, bro. I'm going to be honest. The Celtics are genuinely the best team in the East. I went to sleep last night thanking God Kyrie not on the Celtics, bro, because they'd be a super team. Like, they'd be a legit super team,
yes.
Like, that team is ridiculously built.
I want to apologize formally to Marcus Smart, because I've said a lot of bad things about you.
Really?
Yeah. I've said a lot of bad things about Marcus Smart. Not out loud, but, like, to myself. Like,
I say a lot of bad things about Marcus Smart all the time. Yeah. I don't like Marcus Smart.
I don't either, but yeah. He's a lot better at basketball than I'd be acting like he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marcus Smart can hoop.
Marcus Smart, in my mind, was... I was underrating him. Like, I was. He's, that play, that block he had at the end of the game was insane.
Marcus Smart can, and he can shoot, too.
Yes, he can really shoot. He's super, like, he'll have games where he's super bad.
Yeah.
But he can really shoot.
I just don't like him because he'd be flopping around.
Yeah, that's the only annoying part for me. Yeah. Right? Stop doing all that.
And I think I'm more mad when he flops around because he's a really, really, really good defender. He's
right?
Like a great,
so you,
like,
don't have to do that.
Like,
bro.
He is first team all defense. Bro. Like,
so that's great my thing defense, is yeah. You don't have to do that. But I agree with you. I think the Celtics win in six. I have the same pick for both series. So I think the Celtics win in six, but I think if they go seven, Miami might win that. I think Eric Spoelstra is a better coach than Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
I think Brad Stevens folds a lot in big moments. I don't know if people notice that, but he does a lot of iffy things in big moments.
Bro, Brad Stevens, real questionable. Bro, why is Marcus Smart take? Bro, people are like, that's a good shot. That is an amazing play for Jason Tatum. That's not a Marcus Smart play.
No, bro. Why is he throwing a full court pass to Marcus
Smart? Jason Tatum's like 6'10".
Bro.
It's an easier catch.
Huge, bro.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, that really pissed me off.
But yeah, so that was frustrating. But
hold on, everybody.
Okay. But the if they go seven, I think with the experience of Marcus Smart, the control Jimmy Butler has over games.
Yeah.
Not many people control games better than Jimmy Butler. Like, he has, even Jimmy Butler does not have to be scoring or anything, but he's going to have control over the game. And so that's what I like about Miami. And I think those, his young players, they don't play with no fear, bro. They don't got no, Tyler Herro don't got no conscience.
On my dead homies. That's a direct quote from Tyler Herro.
Tyler Herro don't got no conscience. Duncan Robinson has no conscience, bro. They just shoot the ball, next play. They can miss 10 straight shots.
And Kelly Olynyk still on that team. So, be careful, Jason.
Yeah.
Be careful, Jason.
Be super careful.
Put a brace on.
But I do think it's going to be a really good series. Like, I think every game is going to be close. And it's gonna be a good series.
Honestly, bro, the Celtics are so good, but they worry me because, like, the Raptors, I have no clue how that series went seven. I watched every game trying to figure out how the Raptors scored 100 points a game.
So, this is what happened. What I've noticed, bro, is that the playoffs are so much has to do with momentum in the playoffs.
Right.
And I think when Anunoby hit that game winner, bruh, it just dropped them for a game.
Right.
It just dropped them for a game. And you knew they were the better team. They knew they were the better team. But that just kills your momentum. So the Raptors come out, punch you in the face the next game after riding that high. Because they know, they feel like that makes them feel like they're back in the series.
Exactly.
Like, they're still down 2-1, but they feel like they can win now. So I think that what it was. I think just the momentum that Toronto had off that game winner carried and won them those three games. Bro.
Yeah.
But I wasn't surprised when they won that game seven. I think talent ultimately is – in game seven, a lot of it comes down to, do you have people that can get a bucket?
Yeah.
And the Raptors don't have a lot of people.
Bro, they was legit giving the ball to Pascal, like, yo, go to work.
Yeah, and, like, they had a game tying three – they needed a game time three and game seven, and Fred VanVleet dribbled the ball around for 16 seconds did a sidestep.
I felt bad for Fred out there, too. Fred was playing really well.
Man. Yeah, they just put him in a bad situation. There was nothing he could do. So, over to the big leagues, the series we've all been waiting for that we should get. The Clippers tip off in 19 minutes. So, are you expecting them to win today?
It's a wrap.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, this is a done deal. You know, I thought it was going to be done, and then they came back. It was a really good comeback.
Great comeback.
But, we can't curse on here, but I know Doc got into them bad. Bad.
And it came out Marcus Morris said something to him. Yeah. And he was like, y'all know, we are relying on us just being good. We not playing hard.
Right.
And I think they about to come out with, and I really think they're going to win by 20-plus tonight.
I think it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, I think it's going to get ugly quick. Yeah. They might make a little run and get with them like 10, 12, and then they'll pull back away. And I think we, Eastern Conference Finals and Western Conference Finals will tip off both on Tuesday, which is cool. So we get Sunday football, Monday night football, and then basketball Thursday. So, Tuesday, my bad. But to the series, we're assuming we get. What do you think happens? We're here. You've watched a lot of basketball. You've watched a lot of them. At the beginning of the year, we both said Clippers. Have you changed your mind?
I'll be honest,
bro. What do you think?
I'll be honest. Hey, shout out to Streets. Me and Streets had cash on the Rockets-Lakers series. So, shout out to Bron for bringing the money home. But if Bron play like this, it might go like 14. Like, they might have to double the series. Like, I can't see either of those teams. I do not know who's going to win that series. Mm-hmm. If Bron is in a shot, like, if Bron doing step backs, bro, mm-hmm. I don't know who's going to win. I still think the Clippers going to win just because the Clippers is way deeper. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of stuff the Lakers did not going to work against the Clippers. But I just got to see it. And if AD come out like he played last night, I don't know either. Because AD came out super lethargic. Like, AD came out, like, they still want to put them away, but, like, AD didn't shoot a shot to the second quarter, bro. Like, you're not going to do that against the Clippers, bro.
So, here's what I think. I think this is going to be the best playoff series we've seen in a long
time. Since, like, 2016.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be some of the best basketball we've watched in a long time. And here's my main reason why. Everybody, I feel like, is going to do their most. I think it's going to be one blowout in the series. I don't know who gets it, but somebody's going to get blown out once because somebody's going to play like a day. It's going to just, it'll get ugly. But for the most part, everybody's going to do their job. The Caruso is going to give you what Caruso does. Yeah. Everybody is who they are at this point. Mm-hmm. PG and AD, those are the number twos. Yeah. I think they both perform. I don't think PG stinks it up for a game, and if he beats, that'll be the blowout game.
Yeah.
And I think PG is... I think PG gives you one crazy 30-point game, like a 35, 36-point game they need.
I think PG got... You said, I think PG got a 40-ball in him this series.
You think so?
I think PG got... Because PG is getting in rhythm, bro. Yeah. I think PG got a 40-ball in him.
PG, I'm 36 to 42. I won't surprise
you. Going crazy.
Yeah, going crazy. Like, game two, game three, he got... Because
people forget the first game of the bubble, he was keeping him in the game himself. Bro. Like,
so, yes, exactly. So, and nobody on that team can stay in front of him. He's going to get his shot off. PG is so good at creating separation and getting his shot off quick and things. Right. And he elevates what he shoots because he's already 6'9". So it's going to be – I think he has a good series. And the same thing with AD. I think AD has a 38-15 game, 34-16 game, something like that. But for the most part, they are the 1-3 court, 1-3 players.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter, I really think we're about to get Kawhi LeBron. Every single close game.
And you know what? I don't, bro, LeBron looks really good right now.
Really good.
And you know, I'm not above apologizing, bro. Because LeBron looked terrible on defense for a couple years. Like, for his first year in L.A., all the way up to the bubble.
Nah, from Cleveland. He looked bad in Cleveland.
LeBron playing real good defense
LeBron
now.
LeBron playing real good defense.
Yeah.
And people are getting buckets on him. Russ is quicker than him. Like, and you see that.
Yeah.
So Russ, but LeBron uses his brain so much. You can tell LeBron watches film because he does people's moves before they do them.
Yep.
He goes to where they're going.
Yep.
So you can tell he watches a lot of basketball. But like Harden, like he wasn't like bad on Harden, but he wasn't great on Harden. So I think Kawhi is fine with that. But I think they're both gonna get theirs.
Yeah.
And here's why I have the Clippers. LeBron has been playing really well.
Mm-hmm.
But LeBron has not had one real person guard him.
No.
He had Marcus Morris, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, all to guard him.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. Because y'all niggas going to apologize to Paul George, bro. And y'all going to apologize to the Clippers. And y'all going to tell me if she was right. Because I said, bruh, the Clippers defense is not bad, bro. Luka just literally is that good, bro. Like, mm-hmm. the Mavs are a historically great offensive team.
Like literally, they're one of the best offensive teams
ever. Like, Luka is that guy.
Yeah.
Y'all like, nah, bro, they overrated. And then he put Jamal Murray in Alcatraz.
Yes,
bro. Jamal Murray wanted to go home.
Yes,
bro. I think it was like 15 less points. I think it was the biggest drop-off since Sean Marion on the Suns. From one series to the next in scoring, yes. It was a historic drop, bro. He put him in jail.
Yeah, and I knew that was going to happen, bro. Like, I knew the Clippers defense were for real. And so, and that's where my pick comes in, yeah, with the Clippers in six, is because I just think they have enough to throw at LeBron.
Yeah.
And I think AD is going to get his, but AD, like, everybody talks like they can't stop him. He's, AD don't play like that, though.
No.
And he's not just about to change in this series, I don't think. AD is going to take his jump shots. He's going to take his three-pointers, and he's going to rebound. He's going to rebound his ass off. He's going to hustle for every rebound on the offensive board. But, like, he doesn't play like he – you're not getting AD the ball in the fourth quarter and going to the low post and just letting him get a bucket. He's not going to do that. Mm-hmm. That's not who he is. So I, like I said, I think it's one of the best series in a long time, but I have the Clippers winning in six. But if it goes seven, LeBron not losing. LeBron not losing game seven.
I don't know, man.
I'll say this. If he loses, he's going to have 42-10.
Oh, no, if he loses, it's not going to be LeBron's fault. I can see them. They're not losing because of LeBron.
Nah.
They're going to lose because the real players don't show
up. It's going to be because they literally just can't stop Kawhi.
And I'm going to be honest, bro. This series is either going to be really good or it might go five. Because if Doc do what people think he should do, if he pull out the Greg Popovich or he go to Russell, if he go to Patrick Beverly, he go to wrestling role players, go to Markieff and say, Danny Green, Kyle Kuzma, y'all not scoring, and let AD and LeBron get 30 each. That's 60 points. You still need 60 more. Like, if they just suffocate their role players, bro, it can go bad really quickly.
So that it's so much like this series, that's why. I was about to say pretty much the same thing. This series can go five. The Clippers can win this series in five games.
Yeah.
But to the flip side, too, so can the Lakers.
Exactly.
But for two totally different
reasons.
The Clippers can win that for exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. If they are like, yo, if they come into this series Tuesday night, they open up and they're like, yo, we've been BSing all season. Lock in for 48 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
48 minutes for these next five, six, seven games, lock in,
mm-hmm,
for 48 of them. This can go five.
And
it can get ugly fast.
And the reason is, there's no one on the Lakers that's creating a shot without LeBron.
No.
And the reason they've been so successful the first two rounds, because everybody's had to help. Gary Trent needs help. PJ Tucker needs help.
Exactly.
Kawhi don't need that help.
He doesn't need it, bruh.
So when LeBron go to the low post and nobody come to double, let him get his 30 off. If he going to score 30 on Kawhi in the low post, he going to earn it.
He going to earn that 30.
But Kuzma not cutting this game.
Exactly.
Like, it could get really ugly.
And that's
ugly.
The thing, bruh. Kawhi's arms being that long, mm-hmm, is such a problem for LeBron. Like, yeah. Not like in... Please, like, relax, like, you LeBron stands. Like,
yeah.
I don't mean he can't score on him or anything, but
yeah, it's still LeBron.
He's still LeBron, but it bothers him because, like, those cross-court passes are a lot harder to do, mm-hmm, a lot harder to see when Kawhi's in your face like
and
that.
And Paul George got a 7-foot
wingspan. And then Paul George is the one who's switching on you.
Yeah.
And so they're Kawhi 6'8", Paul George, mm-hmm, I mean, yeah, Kawhi 6'8", Paul George 6'9", all long arms, big.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough on LeBron. That's where LeBron's cruising through these passes. I'm glad he got in the rhythm because that's all he was doing. He's not stupid. If we're saying this, LeBron knows it.
Yeah.
He knows what he's facing. So he was getting in the rhythm because he knows nobody in the Rockets guard him. Nobody in the Portland.
Hey, and you know, I like Rondo a lot. Rondo played really well in the Rockets series. I don't think Rondo could be on the court against the Clippers.
Why not?
I think the Lakers spacing bad as it is. The Rockets have a couple really good defenders with PJ Tucker, Robert Covington. The Clippers have three or four on the court at one time.
Yes.
Like, it's just a lot different. Like, because you can't go into scramble mode. Like, You leave Rondo on there. Now it's a PG Kawhi double team. You just call timeout. Just call timeout. Because it's a PG Kawhi double team, bro. Like, like the Clippers are built to beat the Lakers.
Yes. And they're the only team that are.
Yeah.
They're the only team that I literally think can beat the Lakers. Like, I think the Lakers are the second best team in basketball.
I think the Celtics can beat them.
I don't. I don't think the Celtics can beat them.
Actually, no, because Daniel Tice is going to have to guard AD.
Only reason, not even that. Mm-hmm. I just think they're a year away from LeBron, bro. LeBron just on a different level.
And you know what? You know what? If the Celtics get to the finals and lose to the Lakers, bro, I'm going to say I told you so. Because I don't think Kemba's going to play well. But I bet Kyrie would. I bet Kyrie would.
Yeah, nah, he.
Kyrie not letting Rondo guard.
Of course not. But yeah. So, I will say, like I said, my pick is Clippers in six. I genuinely think that's what's going to happen. I think the Clippers are going to play really well for four games,
right.
Four or five games. I think LeBron wins the Lakers a game. I think it's a good series. I think the games are all close except for probably one, and maybe one is one of those games where it looks close, but it's really not. One team has control the whole game,
right.
And but I do think the Clippers win in six, and I think they're going to win it. I think they go ahead and beat the Celtics in the finals, and a really good finals too.
The finals
gonna be a fun. It's gonna be a fun finals.
It's gonna be super. Yeah. Stunner gonna be super annoying.
Hmm?
Stunner gonna be super annoying.
Yeah,
that's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be a fun final stretch. But
how old is Jason Tatum cold on 2K? Have you played 21?
I played 40 to 45 seconds of that demo and turned off.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
I was like, yeah, that's not for me. Whatever. So it looks so weird. These people fans, the stadium time fans, and this looks so weird.
NFL, right?
Yeah,
it's stupid.
It
bro.
Looks crazy. The bubble makes that thing look so much better than them having fans in it.
Way better, bro.
This looks hilarious. But
the Chiefs had fans.
Yeah.
She said, nah, they coming. Y'all gonna hear them.
Play this song real quick. The station ID I'm about to play. We'll get back at it in one.
Ooh, baby, I've been thinking of you. Ooh, baby, I've been thinking of you. Hey, let's get away. Listen. Hey, I don't know what to play. Oh, I was thinking about this the other day. No. Young Thug, first number one. and we are back live. Hip Hop 95, the radio show about nothing, will be recorded and then turn into the podcast about nothing. Hi, haters. I said that already. But we still back off hiatus.
Real quick, let's get into some quick music points real quick before we get back into sports. The Blueprint 1 anniversary was the other day. Was it yesterday, I think it was? 9/11. It's 9/11.
That's not funny, bro. I don't know why I laughed.
But, so the Blueprint anniversary was on 9/11. Mm-hmm. What do you remember most about that album?
I think that every time I hear that Takeover beat is different. I remember hearing that Takeover beat and like, dang, who produced that? And it was Kanye.
Every time I hear the album in general, I'm just like, yeah, Jay-Z. Jay-Z not the guy, bro. Not as a guy to play with.
Dog, that album is incredible. What's your favorite song?
It changes, bro, because sometimes it's Heart of the City. Sometimes it's Izzo.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's Takeover. Sometimes it's Lyrical Exercise. It's just changes.
Lyrical Exercise is crazy.
Yes, bro. Like, it's so many good songs on that album, bro. It's a phenomenal album. It's one of my favorite albums ever. It's my second favorite Jay-Z album. I still like
Black
album. Yeah, that's just because I had the CD. Like, I felt that album. Yeah. So that's the only reason.
I think my favorite song on the Blueprint is Girls, Girls, Girls.
That's a good one.
God, that's a crazy. That's a crazy album, man.
Crazy album, crazy. He's a guy, bro. He is that guy for real. He is Jay-Z for a reason.
Yeah.
But also, did you listen to any albums? Big Sean, Conway, YoungBoy.
So I listened to Con album all the way through. Slap, Freddie Gibbs, Diss Jeezy, love that. Shout out to him.
I enjoy Freddie Gibbs. I mean, not Freddie Gibbs. I enjoy Conway's album a lot.
Yeah, he said I saw Snow on TikTok. I knew the streets was done. Yeah, man, we don't rock with Jeezy around here.
For what, man? What did he do?
Jeezy signed Freddie Gibbs into a trash deal. And like ruined the beginning of his career.
That's what happened with Freddie Gibbs.
That's why he's 45. That's why Freddie Gibbs is 60. Yeah. That's why he's old.
Bro, I've never like known like why Freddie Gibbs is so old, like where he's been.
Yeah. That's why Freddie Gibbs is 65. Just blown up.
Wow.
Shout out to Freddie Gibbs. Great music too.
Great music.
I listened to a couple songs off YoungBoy album. Stunner sent him in the chat, so I'm never above getting a chance.
I'll give everything a chance.
I know he beat women up, so I can't enjoy it too much. But I like Dead Trolls. It was cool. I liked a couple songs off there. It's just something I just can't. I went to go work out and I listened to it. It's super aggressive.
It's the most aggressive music I've heard in my entire life,
bro. Like he is so mad.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm like, bro, like just chill, bro. Like,
hey, I was listening to it. I said, I see why Stunner's so mad.
Yeah, it can make sense now, bro. Like, yeah. Calm down, bro.
I'm gonna see him, nigga. It's like, damn, bro.
But
like the song just started. How you this mad in the hook? Like,
bro, for real, bro. But I'm like, bro, you been working on that hook for 3 hours, bro. Like, why are you
he
still
been mad for 3 hours in the studio? He was in the studio for 3 hours. He wrote it, said it, had to hear it mixed and mastered. That upset.
Bro, like, chill. But yeah, YoungBoy's album, Conway's album, I really like the intro. That was probably my favorite song on that. Intro was crazy. The song with Freddie Gibbs was crazy. The song with the people are is crazy. Like, super solid album. Big Sean's album, I explained this in the chat like this.
My bad, I got the Sunday ticket going.
I do too, bro. That's what's on right now. But I explained this in the chat. Big Sean's album is a good album if you like KFC. Like, it's like really good KFC. Like, it's like only so much can happen in a Big Sean album. So it's like the song with Lil Wayne is crazy. Mm-hmm. That's probably the best song on the album. Everything else is like just Big Sean's music.
Yeah.
And it's some songs, like it's some bars that'll stand out, some pockets, but it's like not, it's probably like three complete songs from start to finish. Right?
Yeah.
Completely like.
I was driving back to Conyers. So I was like, let me put on the album. I said, you know, let me throw on Big Sean album. Cause Scotty hit me. He said, yo, you heard Big Sean album? I said, nah, he said, let me know when you hear it. So I put it on. I got three songs in. I texted him, but it stinks.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I think so too. He said, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't tripping.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not nothing special. At first, the first listen, he got me. I was like, oh, this is. And I kept listening, replays and so on. I said, yeah, never mind. Because I give every album a chance. Just because I like music. I like rap music.
I love music.
Bro. I give every album a chance. But you said this first, and it's probably the best thing to, like, the best way to explain it. You got to get past some legends to get in my rotation.
Uh-huh. It's so many people I'm listening to on the day. It's new Kanye music. I still find new Kanye music every single day, bro. Like,
yeah, bro. I can find new Lil Wayne songs.
Lil Wayne has 100 mixtapes.
7 billion songs. So I can, like, I have the whole Kanye Thug. Like,
Lil Wayne got so much music. You can listen to a new Lil Wayne song every single day of the year. Like a brand new one, bro. Yeah.
Like, it's that much music. And you can, the crazy thing is you can listen to two. Like, you can listen to two new songs every
year. It is, bro, that is different, bro.
But yeah, it was cool. The Youngboy album, I listened to Dead Trolls. Like you said, it's cool. It's just super, super aggressive. So
I'm gonna see him, nigga. So as soon as he get off the plane, I'm pushing his wig back.
The song, people are on Twitter talking about that song with Lil Wayne, and it sucks. Like, it's
really
bad, bro.
They said Wayne passed the torch.
I was like, bro,
I didn't want to listen to it.
The verse, the Wayne verse, is like, it's like a really good Wayne verse because the wordplay, like, he was flipping words and it was crazy.
Yeah,
but like the song itself is awful. Like, I would never want to hear that song again. So I don't know what people are talking about on that. But what else happened?
I was surprised he did. Well, he projected to do about 1K.
That surprised me. Yeah, that
one. 110K the first week.
I actually saw 142 hours ago. So maybe it went up. It may drop. It's Sunday, so it could definitely drop.
Yeah.
Speaking of projections, what do you think about the whole Tekashi situation?
Hey man, you play stupid games.
You
gonna win stupid prizes, bro. Because everybody knows how I felt about Tekashi. You know, I didn't think he deserved to go to jail because, you know, the situation he was put in. Mm-hmm. But you got out of jail for a reason. Mm-hmm. And you came back and antagonized everybody, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you just can't make enemies in the music business when your music ain't that good. Mm-hmm. Your music not good enough to speak to people the way you do. Piss the right people off if you want to.
And another thing, bro, you gotta realize, man, those clicks don't correlate to streams.
Exactly.
Like everybody will click on your first live when you get out. Because if you're nothing, you're a little entertained.
Bro, they don't send out plaques for IG Live.
Nah. So yeah, you're going to do your numbers on your first IG Live. Because what happened? Like, mm-hmm. What is he? Okay, you're going to do numbers then. Your first music video. What's he doing in Super Colorful? You got Nicki in the... Okay.
Yeah, Nicki looked good.
Nicki looked crazy in the videos. You like, oh, is she pregnant? Okay. Now you put an album with us.
No, for everyone who don't want to hear a Tekashi album.
No.
You're a single guy.
Yeah, like, what? Nobody want to hear you for 12 songs yelling at me. And second, like, the people that did go listen to the album, like, it was 70% of the album. Like, who do you think, really was trying to listen to the album?
White kids.
Exactly. So, like, and you listen to that album, and it's like, kind of like how you see the Joe Budden podcast said it perfectly. Like, you see a car wreck and you stop and just look at a car wreck. Stopping to listen to that album, stopping to look at a car wreck. You just seeing, like, what could he be doing up here? You
exactly.
Listen to 4 or 5 songs. All right, get out of there. And so that's why, like, the number thing. Like, when I saw he was projected to do 150 initially, I was super surprised.
Yeah, and it was just bundles.
Yes, exactly. And so now he's out in the streets just handing out his album to people. So, like you said, you win stupid games, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And I personally don't understand why he just didn't take his money and go.
And just leave, bro.
He made so much money, bruh. He made up.
He muffed it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, no, it was fair catch. He caught a fair catch.
He got hit, I think. Yeah. But anyways. Sorry.
We are live watching this Patriot game, bro. Y'all knew this was going to happen, bro.
Yeah, I had to, bro. I'm sorry. But I like the Patriots uniform. Yes, sir. But the. What was I talking about?
Tekashi should just took his money and leave.
Yeah, that's what it was. So he made a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
A significant
and
amount of
money. And he got it back. Because they took it all.
Yes.
And he got it
and
back.
And then he got it back. He has money, bro. Those watches he be wearing are not cheap, bro.
Yeah, nah,
he
bro.
Walks around with 8 real security, like
feds.
Feds, bro.
Yeah.
He's well taken care of. He's living in L.A. in a million-dollar house, bro. So, home. So I just don't get why he wasn't like, you know what? Let me just take my money, invest it.
You was in jail.
Yeah. Take your money, move to take a book of Kanye, move to Wyoming, not literally just move somewhere.
Why, you're not North Dakota?
North Dakota, Wyoming. You can even move to like your own little corner of New York if you want to.
A little Maine. Yeah, go to Maine.
Go to, bruh. Maybe buy a house out of the country too, so you can fly back and forth and just stay out of the spotlight, bruh. Invest your money, bruh. And so once you get rich, it gets so much easier to make money.
Exactly.
I just don't get like why he kept doing this, because this isn't a sustainable thing.
And bro, like, all right, bro, like, somebody needs to sit him down. Like, you won. It's over. The goal you had, you accomplished, bro. You wanted to make a lot of money. You wanted to get your family out the hood. You've done that. Go home.
Exactly. Exactly. Their mom almost died, bro.
Like,
yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, bro, like, it's over, bro. Like, you know, I think people be addicted to that spotlight, man.
It is. And that's why, like, it's easy to sit right here and say that you never know, like, what everybody knowing, everybody looking at you, you don't know, like, what. For me, I feel like that would be terrible. I couldn't imagine living like that. But it's a, you never know what the situation is. You never know what the type of person you are. So, damn, he running again, ain't he?
Bro, I came around twice already. I got the Packers Vikings on the tube because I got they in my parlay too.
Okay.
They were underdogs.
Who?
The Packers.
Doesn't surprise me.
Versus the Vikings though?
Yeah, people love the Vikings. People like the Vikings. The Vikings have a solid roster, but Kirk Cousins is a quarterback. And we seem to be the only people that care about that.
Yeah, shout out to A. Who called the plays for the Packers? Hey, we might have been. Hey, get Donovan on the horn, bro. These plays kind of cold. They running jet sweeps. Hey, you know, Tekashi, you know, I've never been rich. I've never been famous, but you know, from the outside looking in, bro, I think it'd just be safer to. Because I saw this on Twitter, bro. Somebody said somebody gonna throw their whole life away to get to Tekashi, and you begging for somebody to throw their whole life away to take yours, bro. Like,
and that's a dangerous street to run on, because these rappers really have people.
Yeah,
like they not lying in their raps, bro. They be serious.
You gotta stop talking to Dirk like that, bro.
They got them, bro.
Yeah,
like they got people that will risk their life for these things, bro.
Throw their whole life, and they gonna be taken care of in jail.
They gonna be taken care of. They gonna be good, bro.
If you hit Tekashi, bro,
you're good, bro.
You good, dog. Like,
so that's what I'm saying. He playing a dangerous game, and for what? Like,
you won. It's over. You got your bread. You got your watches. You still famous. All these platinum singles. Hang it up, bro. You had a good run. A lot of people didn't think he was going to make it this far.
Nope. It was fun while it lasted. The hair was cool.
Exactly.
You did some stuff. You met Nicki Minaj. Cool. Whatever. Yeah. Get out.
You met Kanye. You know, y'all are cool, man. Yeah,
cool. Not many people consider having a song with Kanye West. So
exactly.
Cool, bro. You good. Kanye West and Nicki Minaj are on that. But... Next topic, I wanted to get into that kind of troll world. What do you think about, and I know we're going to have the same opinion, but I want to talk about it on air, just the No Jumper thing that's going on.
I don't like Adam 22. So I didn't know that was Adam 22's show.
Yes.
So when I talked about it to, I forget who I was talking to, I found out that was Adam 22's show, and it all makes sense. Because Adam 22 is just a terrible person. I personally do not like seeing people who are not a part of a culture exploit that culture for money and clicks. That's all Adam 22
is
doing.
In a negative way.
Okay, so are we talking about like the Odell thing specifically, or just that?
Just the podcast. Just that. Okay. But you can get into Odell.
So I know we used to feel the same about the Odell thing. I saw that and felt so bad for Odell, because the way he's treated in the media, he cannot say a word. No. He cannot deny it, even though I know I very strongly doubt.
Not.
Like, look, bro, come on, bro. Look at her, dog. Like,
it's not true. Like, we know that. So,
I'm not saying I'm Odell, but, like, regular people. She's not even regular people cute.
All right. He dropped that, bitch.
He did drop it. But, dog, like, the No Jumper thing, I hate it, bro. I've never liked Adam 22, bro.
Me either. I don't, to your point, I don't like people that exploit the culture in a negative. Like, if he was...
Yeah.
Genuine, like, even like whatever your opinion is on Zaymo, whatever.
Yeah.
He did it the right way.
And like Tim Westwood.
I
love Tim Westwood.
Yes, Tim Westwood, Elliot, all these good journalists. Like, he came in.
Shout out
like,
to Elliot.
Elliot's black, he's part of the culture. But like, all these white journalists, bro. I just don't get it, bro. Yeah. Like, why would you do that?
Like, you're not, like, you had no part of building anything here.
No, bro. No part. So take you as appreciate and be thankful that we're letting you in our culture.
Yeah.
And when you are in our culture, respect it. And he's not. It, this isn't
cool, all you doing is being messy, bro. And I hope Odell sue. I really hope Odell sue.
I do too, bro. I really hope he does, bro. Because, like, even if, like, so just by the way,
yeah.
I want to reiterate this. I don't think this is true. I don't think that Odell situation is. I don't think none of that's true.
Yeah.
But if that stuff does go on, I promise you he has those women signed NDAs.
Exactly. Bro.
I promise, bro.
And Odell can I'm not a lawyer, bro. I'm big in the law, bro. Odell's a very public figure with a lot of public endorsements. Odell has a family-friendly brand to protect. And people on the internet saying he's doing things that he's not doing for clicks and attention, but like that. Hey, man. You playing with fire. That's all I'm saying. You playing with fire, bro.
Playing with fire.
Couldn't 100%. Be me.
No. Would never.
Because I'm calling somebody. And if I ain't calling a lawyer, bro, I'm calling somebody to get you touched.
Bruh.
You gonna feel me.
I despise those women. Like, not like a specific group of women. Literally those women on that.
Them women on the TV.
On the TV right there. I despise them. Because even with the Suns thing, like, when that's how that started. I watched, like, yeah. most of that interview to see, like what is he doing? Like, why is this happening? And listening to her talk, I got it. He was acting like Lamar Jackson, best football player ever. He was getting tackled and, like, was falling to the ground.
I pissed him.
But, I was watching the interview and I'm like, nah, like, you want this to happen. Because he talks to her in a way, Selena Palmer talking about, he talks to her in a way while she's giving all the gossip, quote unquote, in a way like, I don't want to hear this, but since you're talking about, but no, he wants
it's why she, he knows, that's why she on the
why
show.
Why she comes up.
That's
she
why
has
she's
no
on
reason
the show.
To be on there other than exactly. just to say stuff about celebrities.
Yeah.
To get him clicks, and I just, and seeing that, and while she was on the show, she was like, I told you we need to do a show together, and a week later, that's when that show popped up.
Exactly.
And he sat down with, like, just talk about that. And that's just, like, for what?
It is disgusting, bro. And I'm glad people aren't really watching them, bro, because, like, because what I feared was going to happen is everybody's going to start watching them. Oh, look, they're talking about da-da-da. And then 2 months later, why are people watching them and giving them attention in a platform like they do about everybody? Like, y'all did this. Y'all want to see them clicks, bro?
You click on them videos. You click on the YouTube episodes. They got 900,000 views, bro. Like, somebody did it. Somebody was watching it. So, bro, like, that's why I don't go watch your YouTube videos. I don't give them the time of day because I want that thing to be gone and out of here as fast as possible.
Good catch, my God. They stink, bro. I hate those women.
Yeah, they're the worst.
I think your phone was ringing.
It was. I don't know why she's calling. She's not calling.
Hey.
So, yeah. Let's see.
Are the Falcons winning? Turn it up!
Let's go!
Oh, I'm sorry for everybody listening to the headphones.
Not
everybody listen with headphones, but I'm gonna be.
It was something else I wanted to get into.
Panthers winning too.
Yeah, that don't surprise me. I expect them to win today.
The Raiders are a mess. I don't know how long John Gruden's gonna go for. Do you think they're gonna blow up the Rockets?
That's a good one. No. I think they give one more year. They shouldn't, but I think they do.
I think they should blow it up.
Oh, I definitely think they should, but I just don't think they do. I just don't, like, how do you blow it up?
Put Westbrook on a flight.
To where?
Shit, anywhere.
Like, who's going to want Westbrook?
Because if you wait one more year, nobody's going to take that contract. Because he's 40-40-40-40. Like, 40 this year, 40 next
That's
year.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, who's going to take Westbrook? Like, don't get me wrong. I still believe Westbrook can play decent football. But who is he going to, like, who can trade for him where they give a player away that can make the Rockets a contender? And
oh, no, the Rockets are done contending. This was it.
You think so?
And I feel bad. Actually, I don't feel bad. I feel bad for James Harden. I feel bad for James. I genuinely do feel bad for James Harden. Because I do think James Harden can be the best player on the championship team, just not playing like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think James Harden, bro, because if they just played James Harden without the gimmicks, he'd still be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get James Harden off the ball, let James Harden work through screens, handoff, dribble drives, in a regular offense, they'd be really good.
So, real spill, James Harden might look like the best player in basketball if he played like that.
For sure.
Because James Harden shoots the ball so well, he would be so much more efficient.
Bro. Way more efficient, bro. And get him in places where he can. James Harden is a really great passer. And I know the assist numbers. But those assists and getting 9 assists in a regular offense are completely different.
Yes.
In just a regular. Yes, because James Harden has so much responsibility. Like, he can't play off the ball. He literally can't. He'd get too tired.
A Jimmy Butler 8 assist game and a James Harden 12 assist game are the same thing.
And, you know, y'all laughed at me. You know, I'm real tired of y'all acting like playing off the ball on offense isn't important. And then James Harden gets double teamed and nobody has an answer for it.
But.
And nobody has that. Oh my God, he got doubled. The series over. That don't happen to Steph. And y'all laughed at me when I said Steph a better offensive player.
You as an NBA player, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are probably two of the 4 best off-ball players ever. Rip Hamilton being up in that top 3.
Ray. Yeah.
And probably Reggie. So those are probably, I would say, the 5 probably best off-ball players ever, like, in the history of the game.
Yep.
And y'all acting like that's not one of the most important things. Mm-hmm. And what makes Klay so amazing is how quick his trigger is. Him and Steph. Like, it's catch, and they know where they are in the court without looking. They know, like, all right, if I turn this way right here, I'm going to be square doing this.
Let me preface this. I am not a, Division I hooper. I played a lot of basketball. Mm-hmm. Daniel also played a lot of basketball, and he scored 1,000 in high school, so his opinion matters on this as well. I have accepted the fact that if you don't play basketball, you do not understand how hard it is to come off screens full speed, catch, turn, square, and shoot with people chasing you around. You know, people don't think that's creating a shot, and then I realize it's because y'all are ass. And y'all never had to do that.
So, another thing. Let's add 2 more things. The person that's guarding you is slapping your wrists, arms, grabbing your jerseys while you're running around these screens. Mm-hmm. And they're 6'5", 6'6", and you're 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah.
Y'all gotta stop acting like what Steph does is normal, bruh.
And if you think it don't matter, ask James Harden. He's at home now because he can't do that.
Bro, literally, I tell people this, bro. Steph Curry is one of the only players in basketball that can score 35 points and take 7-8 dribbles.
Dog, like,
that's a skill,
bro. That's why I was so mad when people were acting like I was like Steph Curry being an offense, better offensive player, better than James Harden was so weird, because like, you cannot ice Steph Curry out of a game.
No,
if you double him, he'll just get off the ball.
Yes. And by the way, last year's NBA Finals was an outlier, and he still was averaging 30. And he was.
Didn't he have like a 50-point game?
He had a 47-7 game. And then Colin Cowherd told it the most meaningless 47 points I've ever watched in my life. Whatever that means.
Hey. But. You know, I get it, bro. I saw the video of him turning around before the shots went in. I get it, bro.
That's what I said. Like, I be watching his highlight video, and I'm like, I get what they
hate. I get it, bro? Because Tim Duncan took a couple rings from LeBron, but Tim Duncan is impossible to hate.
Exactly.
Cause Tim Duncan, the problem was Steph Curry enjoyed doing it. That's the problem, bro. He enjoyed doing it, bro. And he
did it in a way that's nasty.
Yeah.
Cause that 3-point shot, Steph Curry turned the 3-pointer and more exciting than a dunk.
Yeah.
Like a Steph Curry 30-foot 3-pointer is more exciting than a dunk.
LeBron shoots half court jumpers now.
Yes.
I wonder where he got it from.
Yes. People are shooting from half court regularly because of that guy,
bro. Dog, who was I watching? I think I was watching the Raptors. Fred VanVleet caught it and shot it from the dash.
I know.
And
what you're
no one
about.
Said anything. I was like, bro, if you just took that shot in 2013, they might have called a timeout.
Yeah, they might have canceled the game.
They might have sit. They might have sat Drake down, asking what is his problem. People just do that now, bro.
Yeah, bro. So it's like that. Steph Curry changed the game. Steph Curry is such an important part of the basketball, bro. And I'm super excited to watch them play next year. So, now that we're talking about Warriors.
Alright. So, Z called me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He called me. Z went out his way to call me, bro. I was at home smoking. Z called me. He said, tell me if I'm tripping, bro. The Warriors would have been a second round exit this year in the playoffs, right? I said, no, bro. Yeah, I think you're tripping, dog. Like, and I was really thinking, bro, it really depends who they play.
Yeah.
It really, because somebody asked me, I think Myron asked me this last night, like,
Warriors? The Warriors that are constructed as this moment we are speaking.
That's what I
Andrew
said.
Andrew Wiggins.
I said if their bench was good, I don't know if they're losing the second round.
Like, are Andrew Wiggins, Klay Thompson, a healthy Klay Thompson, yeah. Draymond. They're there. Marquise Chris, that's Starmina, Pascal, all of them on the bench.
Yeah.
It depends on the play. They're running the Clippers, Lakers, they probably lose.
I think they could beat the Lakers.
Everybody else, I think
they could. I legit
think they could beat the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, because I'm watching them play now, I'm just going to say that because I don't feel like people yelling at me.
Right.
So I'll say they'll beat the Clippers.
I would pick the Lakers to win, but it ain't going to be no 4-1.
No.
And shout out to James Harden. Hell of a guy. Great scorer. Steph Curry, not James Harden, bro.
They have size.
This was Draymond, a terrible playoff for James
Draymond
Harden.
Can definitely get an AD's head.
Oh, for
they
sure.
Had Marquise Chris is a big man, athletic. He could kind
of Eric Pascal straight off the bench.
Pass super straight. He's super good. He's going to be a because people were having to quote unquote focus in on him this year because he was their number one option. So like with him just coming off the bench, made up a spot up, take one to the pull up. Like he's going to be even more effective. And they had a couple bench guys like that were solid that. But we're in the starting lineup, but I really bench for them. So
I mean, they started for a whole year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like that got him a lot of experience, which is what the Draymond was talking about. He was like, I was just grooming these guys to come off the bench and see like the game might be.
Yeah.
So, which is going to turn out to be super important next year. But with them in the playoffs, assuming just say like they get the 3 seed, they got the 3 seed, Nuggets drop down, and they had to play the Clippers. Definitely think they could.
In the bubble?
Definitely think they...
I'd love to see Steph Curry in that bubble.
That's the thing.
I'd love to see Steph Curry in that bubble.
With Steph and Clay in that bubble playing on these same goals for 3 months,
bro. Bro, with no crowd.
No crowd.
Depth perception is perfect,
yes,
bro.
Yes, bro. Hey. That's what I'm saying, bro. They don't understand how much...
Hey, Steph might shoot behind half court.
Steph would come into the gym. Like, Steph would have got there and, like, warmed up on those goals and caught a rhythm about the second game. It would have been nothing anybody could do for
Jamal Murray was having 50.
Yes, bro. Because that death procession, them, that all the no crowd, no nothing, light, bro.
There's nothing there. Strong, you just bro. Hooping, bro.
You just hooping.
Dog. Hey.
Dog. Boy, bro.
KD too,
bro.
KD and Kyrie.
KD and Kyrie would have been gross down here. And that's what I wanted to get into a little bit. Just like a little quick memory. You remember... One of my favorite Lakers team, like the one of my favorite what ifs in basketball the past 10 years is what would have Kobe done in the playoffs that he dragged that Lakers team.
Yeah.
What would have happened if COVID would have hit then?
Yeah.
And they would have shut the season down. He would have got 3 months off and came in the bubble.
Yeah.
Dwight would have got 3 months off. Steve Nash would have got 3 months off. They would have rehabbed. Kobe would have been working. And they come in and Kobe is in a bubble and it's nothing but basketball.
And all you can hear is Kobe. I don't know, man.
That would have been.
I don't know, dog.
That might, the Marines might look a little different.
Yeah.
But that's what I thought about that the other day. I was like, bro, he would have been a blaster watching him.
It's really interesting to think about like some of the best players ever in the bubble. Yeah, I would really like to see that.
Yes, like, cause just the focus. Because, like, even, like, that Miami LeBron, same thing, bro. Like,
that Miami LeBron was different.
Even, like, even without the rest, like, let's just bring it to without the rest. Just seeing players in this in this setting, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, Steph,
you know what I
want to
see in the bubble? KG.
KG would have been a
good one. KG would have been crazy.
Because you got to realize, you seeing these people, bro. So, you're listening
to
KG cuss you out and getting up and going to dinner and seeing him later.
Yeah.
So that's different, bruh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I saw it on Twitter. Who do you think would be better now, KG or Dirk?
Like in today's era?
Yeah.
KG.
I said the same thing.
Here's why. I saw that question. I saw you say the same thing. Here's why. KG plays a lot better defense.
Bro, KG would legit be 1-5 on defense.
KG would be able to guard 1-5. He wouldn't be able to guard the elite point guards, but he could switch on to him, bother them. And then he got a mid-range. I don't think anybody in NBA can guard him, bro.
But KG would be because KG would be a center. KG would legit
That's
be a
what
center.
I'm saying. Who's going to guard KG? Like, too fast for Rudy Gobert. Mm-hmm. Rudy Gobert not stopping. AD and KG would be a beautiful thing.
And I don't think AD's strong enough.
That's what I'm saying. I got the mentality, bro. Yeah. KG going to bully him. Because for 14-15 possessions. Here, give me the ball.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
And then when AD get the ball, bro, he with it all.
Yeah, he with it.
He bro. Want AD you to want get the ball.
Okay, I'll give him back, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm for real about this.
Yeah, like, and people forget KG won an MVP award. Yes, like. Bro.
Yeah, and so, hold on. Don't get me wrong. Dirk, be crazy.
Yeah.
Stretch four, shooting like how the threes play, how much space he would have. You remember, Dirk had a real post game.
Yeah.
Was a great finisher with both hands. Like, Dirk is that
I think Dirk would be like 28-10.
Yes, Dirk would be that guy.
Yeah.
It's just with the defense.
I think KG would dominate
more
than
game. And
how
much space KG would have, bro.
Yeah.
I'd be trying to, like, not just to myself, like, I can't wait till we get a bigger platform so people really start hearing what I'm saying, hearing what he's saying, bro. That space for Kobe, for Mike, for KG, for even like Prime Melo, the early year D Wade, bro. That space would do so much.
Think about Melo, bro. As much guff as I give Melo, and I don't like using the word guff. That's kind of weird. Melo was averaging 28 posting up on a team with Tyson Chandler and Amar'e Stoudemire, with no space,
none, bro. Basketball just got this much space when Steph was started playing, in 2015. 2015, 2016, this is when you really started to see the game open up.
Yeah.
Bro, you go watch the 2008 finals, Kobe Bryant is making moves with his teammates right next to him,
bro.
So, and that's part of the reason you see Kobe train like he does. Mm-hmm. Because his movements, like, I told you this on the show, I'm sure obvious people don't remember. You might, though. You remember everything. I remember when I told you that Kobe, like, worked on pull-up jumpers. He didn't do no cross double between, because he said no matter what you do, no matter how many times you dribble,
you still gotta go up.
It's a pull-up jumper.
Yeah,
that's what you end up doing. Mm-hmm. So he just drilled pull-up jumpers, and that's why his one dribble, two dribble pull-up was so dynamic. And it didn't matter how many times he dribbled, he knew where his spot was, and he knew how to square his shoulders. And
like
his shot off.
Like Kobe, Mike, Kawhi does it really well too.
Kawhi does it really well.
KD does it too. Mm-hmm. They can score in a phone booth.
Yes.
Like, it's one move here, one move here. Like,
and that's hard to do, bro.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of footwork, and that's a lot of just body
upper strong and upper body strength.
Upper body, yes, bro. Yeah. It's really hard. So that's what I'm saying. You give Kobe an open space just to work, bro.
Yeah.
It's getting gross, bro. So, I also think fun Kobe story. Who told the story? I want to get to who told the story, right? God, I cannot remember who told the story. Somebody that was playing against Kobe, I cannot remember who it was, said he was going to get a workout in before. That's what it was.
J. Will?
Nah, it wasn't J. Will. It was the Olympic team.
Oh, okay.
The Olympic team. D Wade, you know, the Olympic, the 08 Olympic team, with all the players.
The crazy team.
They were worked out together that night. They worked out, went in, got a good workout. Kobe. He said it was Kobe, Bron, Wade, and one other person. That was CP3.
Yeah.
And then somebody else. Like, so a crazy workout. All stars, best players ever touched. Mm-hmm. He said they left the workout. They were like, all right, what time we gonna get up? What time we gonna work out again in the morning? They were like, I think they said like 5-6. Mm-hmm. He said they woke up. Nah, I lied. I missed a part. He said they went out. Like, they, after the workout, like, they went and hung out. Was like, what time we gonna get back together, get workout? So it was like midnight, 1 o'clock. They were like, we'll get back up at 6. They said they come down to eat at 5:30, and Kobe walking in with ice on his legs. And they're like, what was you, what you doing? He's like, oh, I never left.
Yeah. He stayed there overnight,
The trainer came in, and he was like, bro, what you sweating for? He was like, Kobe, bro.
Yeah.
He been in there working for 3 hours. He did the same move for 3 hours.
Bro, I would hate to be I would love to be a Lakers trainer. I just wouldn't want to be Kobe's trainer. Bro. I'd love to be like Andrew Bynum's trainer in the mirrors. Because, like, if you Kobe trainer, bro, you around the clock, bro. Like, like, you can't have no life. Like, you lit up with your girl. Your phone ring. I got to go. Where you going? Kobe want to do left-hand layups. It's 2 a.m. Yeah, he got to get some work in.
Kobe did the same move for 3 hours, bro.
I can't do it, bro.
Like, what? Bro, what type of... You know the type of focus you have to do something for 3 straight hours? To shoot the same shot for 3 hours? And he said, J.J. Redick had a similar story, because I heard that story. He was like... I watched it happen, but it was before a game. He said his 15-minute warm-up, his whole... It was Dwayne Wade. Actually, I got it backwards.
Yeah.
The Olympic story, somebody else told. Dwayne Wade didn't tell it, but Dwayne Wade told this one. He said that before the game, he watched him do turnaround white fadeaways. Turnaround right. Yeah. Turnaround over the right shoulder fadeaway. He said, Kobe's going to be doing that all game. He's going to be doing all game. Couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
He said, I knew it was coming. Yeah. I knew when it was coming. Just nothing I could do. Because that's all he was doing. And he knew he wasn't going to be in this.
Because he had to be in a phone booth to do it.
Yes, bro. That's that Kobe guy is different, bro.
Yeah.
That Kobe guy is different. But take one more break and we'll finish the show.
Yeah. Speaking of people putting in work, bro. We don't. I will say, I'm not going to say people don't. I don't give LeBron enough credit for developing his jump shot. Because LeBron put a lot of work in on his jump shot, bro.
So, when we get back, I'm going to say something to LeBron before we do, though. Because
Wallet. Not sleeping in the streets.
Shit, Kiwaria.
Yeah. This that Oliver 40, Nico, man. 15-4 York, you know. Well, when it was popping. Yeah. Yeah. Running through the six with my woes. Count money, you know how it goes. Pray to real live forever, man. Pray the fakes get exposed. I want that Ferrari, then I swear. I want that Bugatti just to hurt. I ain't rock my jewelry, that's on purpose. Want my spot and don't deserve it. I don't like how serious they take themselves. I've always been me, I guess I know myself. Shakiness, man, I don't have no time for that. My city too turned up, I'll take a fine for that. That's been where you find me at. That's been where you find me at. I know a named Johnny Blink. He put me on a definer things. Had a job selling Jabot jeans. I had a yellow Techno Marine. Then Kanye dropped it with polos and backpacks. Man, that was when Ethan was pushing the Subaru hatchback. Man, I'm talking way before hashtags. I was running through the six with my woes.
If I born a life, all of you are chromatic, you can't just... There's no apology. If you not like you, not like you, not like you. See a girl, that's very cute. And then this way we get executed. That's the truth. All you are unruly.
With my woes. Time with family and friends, more life, more time to get it right. It's only me, but I'm seeing four shadows in the light. My demons visit me every night. To the Most High, I'm forever indebted. I know I gotta pay something. I know that day's coming. I put it all in the music, because if I don't say it here, then I won't say nothing. Could feel my hand getting tired from holding the grudges. Two birds, one stone, my aim is amazing. I need to start losing my shit on you niggas that's hating. Too reserved, like I caught a hand for me and my lady. Free C5, how the fuck we got the boss waiting? Ever since the blue basement, I found God and I lost patience. Between rocks and hard places of all places. Spotted everywhere like Dalmatian. Cops snoop around now, cause all of my dogs famous. Please welcome to October Fall, baby. Von Road Academy, star player. My mind's not all there. Used to carry a lot of dead weight like a pallbearer. People too scared to tell the truth, so it's all dares. Counted, it's all there and we all square. Quick money, I'm in and out. My dad used to use a soap bar till it's thinning out. But shit, look at Dennis now. All Stacey Adams and Lennon Doubt. More blessings for Sandy and him. More life. My parents never got it right, but God bless them both. I think we all alike. We all wide awake late at night. Thinking on what to change if we do get to do it twice in another life. Scared to go to sleep now, cause being awake is what all my dreams were like. Back when the bar that I set for myself was out of sight. Tell me how I went and did chin-ups on the shit when I can't see it. Pin-ups are making good and Pam Grier, soul sisters. Inspired my old scriptures. Now that feeling's gone like them old pictures. Mixing liquor got us both twisted. Words get so vicious. You just stare at me while you roll swishes. Girl, I love you, but I don't miss you. And no matter what year it is, I'm an 06er. Go figure, cold nigga. Stay in school, man, fuck the rap game. It's all lies and it's all filthy. 2% of us rich and the rest of these niggas all milky. Got two of my niggas off for the not guilty. Gave back to the city and never said it if I didn't live it. But still they try and tell you I'm not the realest. Like I'm some privileged kid that never sat through a prison visit. Or like it was just handed to me tied with a ribbon. I never worked to get it. But really, it's you with all the drug dealer stories. It's gotta stop, though. You made a couple chops, and now you think you choppo. If you ask me, though, you ain't lying in the trunk with kilos. You bagging weed, watching Pacino with all your niggas like this. What we need to be on, but you never went live. You middleman in this shit, boy. You was never them guys. I could tell, cause I look most of you dead in your eyes. And you'll be trying to sell that story for the rest of your lives. Can't show us where the cash is. Me, I don't judge. I'm just going off what the math is. Numbers inflated. They all look at me like, what have you done for me lately? I like your older shit, but wasn't in love with the latest. Oh, baby, stop debating, I'm just a creative. My number's out of this world, no wonder they got me feeling so alienated. You were the man on the moon, now you just go through your phases. Life of the angry and famous. Rap like I know I'm the greatest, then give you tropical flavor. Still never been on hiatus. You stay zen and perk up, so when reality set in, you don't gotta face it. I'm down 200 in Vegas, but winning life on a daily basis. It seems like nobody wants to stay in my good graces. I'm like a real estate agent putting you all in your places. Look what happens soon as you talk to me crazy. Is you crazy?
You gotta keep going, bro.
You gotta keep fucking and we are back live, Hip Hop 95. Last segment, gonna wrap it up for you boys, man. It's been a crazy couple weeks, dog. You know, it was Labor Day, then I was moving, you know. So this is a lot of stuff right now. Score updates, the Patriots are up 7-0. Shout out to Cam Newton.
Yes, sir.
Superman is back in the building.
Yes, sir.
The Falcons are selling my parlay. It's already 14-3, you know. I think the Falcons were like 24-5 on some like opening games against the spread or something like that. Like, the Falcons are definitely supposed to win this game, bro.
They might come back, bro.
I don't even need them to win, bro. Just don't lose by more. Actually, I do need to win because it's 2.5. Dang, I probably should have took the 3. Oh, well, man. It's just a dub, though, man. You know.
My favorite thing is you gambling,
man. My favorite thing about you.
No, I be trying, man. Your streaks made 10K in the last 2 weeks in this bubble, bro. Dog, streets do this, bro. Streets really do this, dog.
That's insane, man. But, so, I said I had to say something to LeBron James before we left, and I do. I want to apologize. Not apologize to LeBron James. I want to give LeBron James his credit where credit is due. Because we give LeBron a hard time. LeBron, we only give you a hard time because you are so great. Mm-hmm. You are a great player. You're going to get a hard time. That's just what happens. LeBron, we said it early. Pick Gilmore.
Gilmore got a pick already?
Yeah.
Best corner since Deion Sanders, man.
99, Mr. 99. But back to LeBron. He has looked great, bro.
Looked incredible these last couple
We talked about it, but I just wanted to reiterate, bro. LeBron has looked great. And LeBron, you've been great for a long time. I want y'all to know, like, LeBron leading a team like this is not easy. Because the Lakers are not that good, bro.
No.
Like, the Lakers after LeBron and AD are not a good basketball team. He is getting everything he can out of them.
Yeah.
And I want to be said, like, I noticed that. Because, like, we do a lot of critiquing and, like, don't talk positive about them a lot. But, like, I noticed that, bro.
Hey, when we talk about LeBron, people got to understand the context that when we talk about LeBron, at worst, he's the third best basketball player ever.
That's all we're at. Literally the worst, bro.
Yeah.
If you have Mike and Kobe in front of him, Mike and Kareem, Kobe, whatever you got in front of him, cool. Ed, if you got him loading 3, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, simple as that. But yeah, before we get out of here, everybody does it, so we might as well. Give me a Super Bowl pick.
Bucks, Chiefs.
Okay. You going with it? You think it really happens?
I do that. I think that Bucks offense is insane.
Okay.
And I think the Bucks defense is super underrated because Kawhi just kept. I think they got the best linebacker core in the league right now.
Okay.
With Shaq Barrett,
they have
Devin
a very
White,
good
and
they're fast.
God, what's that dude name? Shaq Barrett, Devin White, and the other one, Lavonte David. I think they got the best linebackers in the league.
They have really good. Them and the Vikings.
Yeah. I think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
If it's not them, it's going to be the 49ers.
No. My pick is Baltimore and Seattle.
Ooh,
and
that's not bad.
Here's why.
Yeah.
For some reason in the NFL, the people that are supposed to go to the Super Bowl never do.
Never.
So that's literally the only reason I'm not picking Kansas City. It's because something always happens.
It feels like it's Lamar year.
Yeah, it just feels like something's gonna happen, and like the Chiefs, like, they'll find a way to win.
Maybe a pass interference.
But something simple, bro.
Yeah, a hold, like, look, game winning drive, you get a holding penalty.
Simple as that, man. So, So I have Baltimore and Seattle. I like Tampa Bay. I like Tampa Bay a lot, but like I said, I think they have the best team on paper probably in the NFC. But just how Russell Wilson's playing, how everything's going. All right, I'm gonna take Seattle and Baltimore. Now MVP.
MVP. I'm gonna steal your pick. I'm gonna say Russell.
Okay. MVP. Oh. I have my dark horse pick. Would be Christian McCaffrey and Cam Newton. Those are my two dark horse picks because Christian McCaffrey might go 1,000 again. And you never know with Cam. But my real pick is going to be Russell. I think Russell does win it this year. I think Russell has really good stats and with narrative and everything driving it, I think he does it.
If they stink it up, it's going to be a hard year for us.
Yeah, I'm going to be sad for him. But good show. Enjoy your football. We'll be back next Sunday. Maybe a little bit earlier because I do have to be at work at 2, but I'll tell them I'll come in late.
Okay.
So,
I'd be fine with doing it early just to.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, and the Patriots play Sunday night, so I'm super excited about that. They play Seattle next Sunday night.
They play Seattle. Oh, yes, that'll be a good game. That'll let you know how good the Patriots really are.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Same thing about Seattle defense, because Seattle defense, it has a lot of questions outside of Adams and Jamal Adams. I don't know why people don't think Jamal Adams is one of the five best defenders in the league.
What did he do to people?
He went to LSU.
Okay.
LSU, dog.
Okay.
Odell also went to the LSU. You don't like him.
Okay.
Yeah. The only person that's escaped that is Tyrann Mathieu. And I think it's because he got kicked out.
And because he's just like, he's a nigga.
He's Tyrann Mathieu.
He's a real nigga.
You can't be mad at the Honey Badger, bro.
You can't just be mad at him, man. All right. But we love y'all. Show be up tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Y'all take it easy. Be safe out here, man. Put your mask on.
You got the swag, so she drip the swag, too. She drip the swag goo. Ooh.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit. Partner,
let me upgrade you.
How you gonna upgrade me? It's higher than number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Partner, let me upgrade.
I hear you beat the block, but I'm the life to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that like to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or a
equal. To play my part and let you take the lead role. Believe me, I'll follow. This could be easy. I'll be the help whenever you need me. I see your hustle. With my hustle, I can keep you. Focus on your focus, I can feed you. You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still fly.
Traded all the corporate dudes. They call shots, I call audibles. Shake up the jeweler, bubbles, the rain swap sort of do. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly packs and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merch, cause that rock on your finger's like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just yachting Allen, hopping off the Amalfi Coast. Mafioso. Oh, baby, you ever seen satin? No. Not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars. This is high level, not eye level. My bezel, courtesy your Audemars. I order yours tomorrow. Now look at the time I saved ya. Mama, let me upgrade you.
Just when you think you had it all, big ends come off.
Hermes briefcase, Cartier top clips, silk line blazers, diamond cream facials, BBS cufflinks, six star pin tweets. Prada, let me upgrade you, upgrade you. Prada, let me upgrade you, upgrade you. Let me upgrade you, upgrade you. Prada, let me upgrade you.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag. Swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbreads and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes. You best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag, swag.
I see it, I want it, want it. I stunt yellow, want it, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. I swirl on the middle, hater, I know it.
All this conversation, always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Hip hop and R&B just got better. We are the all new Hip Hop 95, where we're dropping DaBaby.
DaBaby. I've been blind for a while now. Blind. I've been blind for a while now.
Chris Brown. Plus, much, much more. Hip Hop 95, your community-oriented station, is on.
Hold up, wait a minute.
What is
Hip Hop 95 is on fire, playing more music.
It's the house party.
It's the house
party. Get ready for the house party on Cheryl Underwood Radio.
Yeah. Giving you hit after hit.
The house party.
Yeah.
The house party.
But it's going down.
Welcome to my house party, party. Welcome to my house party, party.
Park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
Give me dream, make it stream. I don't public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean. But let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quit, jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a night. Running me, talk your shout, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. While you really ain't never got him flying for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat, fuck this wet and
gushy. He bought a phone just for pictures of his wet and gushy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on his wet and gushy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet and gushy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep. I need a Henny drink, I need a woo smoker. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lean over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Cookie A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well, I'm tryna wet it. I let him, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spoon, I wanna woo. I wanna stop. I want you to touch that. That swing in the back of my talking is fire. The sun, he is going and drying, it's coming outside, yeah. I run on that thing, the cops behind me, the way that I spit, now he tryna sign me.
Yana, I'm a freak, handcuffs, leashes, switch my wig, make him feel like he's cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor. I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he ill, me and ask who's is it when I ride together, yeah, I'ma spell my name. Ah.
Yeah, you dealing with some wet and gushy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet and gushy. Give me everything you got for this wet and gushy. Now from the top, make it drop, that's some wet and gushy. Now get a bucket and a mop, that's some wet and gushy. I'm talking wop, 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 that's some wet and gushy. Macaroni in a pot, that's some wet and gushy, huh.
There's some wars in this house. Yeah, sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these be at when they said they're doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Please don't pay that songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap. Hey, shawty come sit on my lap. Hey, they saying Drizzy just snap. This in between us is not like a store, this isn't a closable gap. Hey, I see some attack and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these be at when they said they doing all this and all that?
I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not pedal a boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rats. We in Atlanta, I buy her wig, she telling me Tay is the best. Pointed at the who act like a killer, but you only one from the net. I'm like the baby, I'm not just a rapper, you play with me, you won't get stretched.
Been embraced, and the money's hard to make, so I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did he be at when they said they doing all this and all that? When he tell a story, that's not how it went. Know they be lying 100%. Moved out of risk and forgot about it been. Now they just call me to tell me come get it. Now that boy off and I don't want no credit. If it was me, they wouldn't regret it. That baby dead and now they won't get it. Yeah. Heart is still beating, my still eating. Backyard it look like the garden eating. With him, she's spilling the tea and then shawty came back and said she didn't mean it. It's hard to believe it. I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down.
took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did you be at when they say they doing all this and all that?
I pull up, like, how you pull up, baby? How you pull up? How you pull up? I pull up.
Self in the kitchen.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, the cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a real new rock star? This ain't no guitar, but it's a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. Safe to say I earned it, ain't a new, gave me nothing. I'm ready to hop out on a new, get the bus. Know you heard me say you play, you late, don't make me push the butt. Full of pain, dropped enough tears to fill up a fuck.
Going for buggers, I bought a chopper. I got a big drum to hold a honey, going for nothing. I'm ready to air it out on all these niggas, I can see I'm running.
She talked to my mom, she hit me on FaceTime just to check up on me and my brother. I'm really the baby, she know that the youngest son was always guaranteed to get the money. Okay, let's go.
She know that the baby boy was always guaranteed to get the loot. She know what I do, she know if I run from it, I'ma pull it out and shoot. PTSD, I'm always waking up a cold sweat like I got the flu. She saw me killing it in front of her before the age of two. And I'd kill another nigga too, before I let another nigga do something to you. Damn, as you know that, don't let nobody tell you different, daddy love you.
Yeah. Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real new rock star? This ain't no guitar, but this a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. You better let me.
But when I ride in the Suburban, it's a codeine, had a young